yesterday in my drive. That's drive. I gotta get my lips moving. Today in my drive, I am brewing on historical perspective. You know what I said about my lips? Historical perspective in the jazz world. Especially in the jazz rock, jazz fusion world that I came up in the late 70s, the early 80s, before I got enamored with more rock and roll than the jazz side for a while. As the jazz fusion world became formulaic. This is a cycle that all styles go through, I think, as they see success. We've seen this many times in history, many cycles in history, many sub-cycles, many overlapping cycles in different artistic forms of expression. It'll be the ones before that. I'll say, it's never-ending cycles, I'm sure. Say there was this, the great American songbooks, tunes of the 40s. That was the pop music of the day. Short songs, good lyric, not a lot of verses. Just an AABA song form. The singer would sing it once, the soloist would take a solo. The singer would often just come back at the bridge and finish it out with the same exact lyric. Not much to it lyrically. So they had to be concise and perfect in a way. Then later the rock and roll thing started. Elvis Presley being the king of that. More blues-oriented tunes. 1-4-5. That was the exciting thing. As that became more formulaic, it was the Beatles were the next big hump, I think. But they really popularized or helped to popularize. I mean, they weren't the only ones, of course. They were just the king of the heaps, again. The not AABA song form, but the verse-chorus song form that we see so much of today. I think this came out of folk music, sort of. I'm no absolute historian. But verse, chorus, bridge, verse, chorus, chorus at the end of the song. During the 60s, that became the song form. Rebellion brought it in the later 60s with the Vietnam War in America here and in the West. So that was the cutting edge. Until that became formulaic. Led Zeppelin kind of was the last big band, I think, in the end of that era that was cutting edge, but they became this big, monstrous money machine, too. And most of that followed after them. Just trying to ride the same formats to make money. Seemed like, I mean, I'm not knocking it. People might have been personally inspired to do those styles, but it was nothing new for most of the 70s. It became more and more popular, which isn't bad, but it was not cutting edge. And where the excitement in music went at that point was into the jazz rock area. Musicians loved the creative expression of jazz, but also loved the sounds, the new rebellious sounds of rock music. And it got, in the 70s, really mixed up in very exciting ways. It became jazz fusion, as they call it at the time. And that didn't take long to become a bad word, too. By the time, the earlier 80s, early to mid-80s, that became formulaic with bands like the Rippingtons, who I have a friend who plays with them. The Yellow Jackets. Excellent groups. I have no interest in that. I didn't then, after being on, on the waves with cutting-edge bands like, Return to Forever or Weather Report. Now, I'd also like to say, in my cutting years, cutting my teeth years in music, jazz fusion was it for me. It was very exciting. Pat Metheny and L.D. Meola, all the greats of that day. Looking back now, I see that those artists were really heavily leaning on a structure that really wasn't all that strong, in my opinion. Like, they forgot good composition and good songwriting. And they substituted exciting playing, which is cool, and riffs, which is all right, but they lost the compositional strength and foundation for their music. And a lot of times I listen back and it's just a riff that they jam over, which is okay. And the bands I mentioned, often that was it. It didn't even have a melody sometimes. It was just a riff. Even Jean-Luc Ponty, who I've talked many times of and is our icon here at the Fiddle Jam Institute. A lot of his tunes didn't have really strong melodies. They just had a good riff which he jammed over. And that was the model for the day. I think that model's gone, personally. And they were riding the wave of their day. So where is it today? I mean, the cycles have continued in different areas of music, for sure. In the late 70s and early 80s, it was the punk rock influence that came around in the rebellion state and kind of pushed the jazz fusion aside, in my opinion. My Sharona, that changed everything again. Pop music still went on. In the mid-80s, it was synthesizer-based rock bands, Loverboy and those kind of things that dominated. And the hair bands in the 80s kind of, they took Led Zeppelin and tried to make it more popular. They weren't necessarily doing anything really new. It was a visual medium at the time. They looked different, more than sounded different, really. They had good songs, better songs, and good playing. So that was appealing to a lot of people. There's these different flavors in music. But what is the most cutting edge? Well, it wasn't them after a while. By the early 90s, it was Nirvana that changed everything. Teen Spirit. Where did jazz go? It's me. It was a dying art form, I think. But still kept alive by great players. I personally still love the spirit of jazz, but I don't like where it's gone and where it's what it is today for the most part. A lot of jazz artists rely too heavily on the 1950s model. Not a whole lot new going on, groundbreaking new in the jazz world, it seems to me. Maybe I'm out of touch, I don't know. I hear players and the young players pretty much trying to do the 1950s thing, which it was nice in 1950, but not today, I think, no matter how good you are at it. So where is it? I mean, what happened after the grunge movement? Well, it became hip-hop, rap became the bigger thing. That's the cutting edge. Maybe now it's not even any of those. Country music maybe is the big deal. Or dance music. Those are the big deals. Jazz is out of the picture. Classical's out of the picture. Rock music is out of the picture. There still is some blues guys. Joe Bonamassa is hitting it pretty hard, but he's not doing anything super new either. I'm glad he's popular. So where is the newest of the new? 10 years ago, people might have pointed out to John Mayer. Fantastic guitar player, fantastic artist, great, iconic voice. But what is he doing new? Nothing. Besides being really good at what he does. And be able to produce hit songs that are popular. That's not new. Artists have always done that. Where are the Beatles? Where are the Jimi Hendrixes? Where are the Weather Reports? Where are the... what are the bands are that changed everything? The Nirvanas. Where are they today? Well, I think that from my perspective, being primarily a jazz musician who has strong footholds in the rock and roll world, where am I going to go? I guess that's my question. Where am I going with this? Be damned whether it's whether it's popular or not, I guess. Personally, for me, I stand on all the shoulders of all the people who came before me and uphold what I love. I love improvisation, the spirit of being in the flow, of the spirit live in front of an audience, or even in front of a microphone. That thrills me still to this day. And but also playing a good song that has good composition, good changes, good melody. And also having a good groove. People can dig and vibe on and dance to it and wobble their head to. And also the lyrics being of something important. Something that conveys a feeling that the music fits. Something in a way that something means something to someone. You know, the whole pop idea that songs could be just silly. Maybe there's a need for that sometimes, a silly song that's fun. Personally, I like the song to mean something, to have some import in someone's life. Have a lesson in it. Maybe that's the teacher in me. So how does one fit all this stuff together? It's a tall order. And there's no direct path. There's no formula for putting these together and finding what works for you in your life, with your skills, your artistic sensibilities. For me, I can look back and see the weaknesses of history too. Maybe some people think that's heresy to say that. Maybe it wasn't weakness at the time, but I can see now that the past does not always stand up in the present as well. But how do we take what the past was and move forward with the best of it? It's this crazy formula that only each of us can find in ourselves by having a finger on the pulse of society where we're at, which is all that people like the Beatles were doing, or had a finger on pulse. They were the right band for the right time. Would they be famous today? Doubtful. They had great songs. Would Jimi Hendrix be famous today? Doubtful. Led Zeppelin be famous that they're coming out just now? Doubtful. But that's kind of a silly thing to ask too, because the bands today would be nowhere without Led Zeppelin or Jimi Hendrix or the Beatles, or because they've helped shape everything that is today and on our timeline. So if a band came out sounding just like Led Zeppelin today, no, they wouldn't be interesting because it's been done before. Led Zeppelin did it, right? Kind of a stupid question, I guess. Is often asked, if I was to hear this song for the first time, you know, Jethro Tull's song, would anybody listen today? Oh, it'd be just a weird guy on a flute. It's thick as a brick, you know, it's how long? 28 minutes for the first song? The whole side of an album? Never fly today, today's culture. What do I think people need? I think they need something that's beautiful. I think they need something that touches them lyrically, melodically. I love chords, personally, and the way chords make us feel and the motion between chords. To have chords that really move us in some way, make us want to emotionally move and maybe physically move. It also has to have a good groove, good bass line, something that's appealing, appealing tones and sonic interest. Have a creative stamp on it where the audience knows it probably will never be the same twice, and they'll love to come hear you play live as you get the thrill of playing it never the same twice. Is that jazz? Maybe. The Grateful Dead had to get that together, and they're not jazz. They weren't jazz, I should say. Blues artists have that part together. They're not jazz. But I love that word, jazz. So what is the new jazz model? There you go, that could be the title for this talk. What is the new jazz model? What is the new jazz model? What do you think? I'll listen to this later and see if this is worthy of posting. But what is the new jazz model? I'm asking for myself, as far as any others benefit. Thanks for listening. Let me know what you think.